Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's get to the board brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's start out number three versus number six. This game we've been waiting on for a while. Penn State laying 3.5. They host number six, Oregon. Big Ten Saturday night. We get to see James Franklin in a big spot again. We get to see Dante Moore in what could be his arrival to the Heisman scene. We get the whiteout. We get Dan Lanning in a $30 million roster. It's all there for you. And I don't want to oversimplify it, but I do think Dante Moore versus Drew Aller is where we need to start.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of this is about quarterback play. I just don't get Drew Aller. I can't.
So I went back and looked for Drew Aller in, quote, big spots.
Yeah.
And I mean, my memory said he's never played well in a big spot, but I was only confirmed when I dug back through the game logs.
Mm-hmm. Show me.
Oregon's pass defense. Well, hold on. Aller is facing an Oregon pass defense that is yet to allow a touchdown this season. Now, again, some of this is we don't know how good the teams are because of who they play, but we do know who Drew Aller is.
Yes.
Multiple picks against the Ducks last year in the Big Ten title. Zero touchdowns in his game against Ohio State last year with a pick. In 2023, he faced Michigan. You'll remember that is the game where Michigan ran out the clock in the second half. He threw for 70 yards in the game. And against OSU, I remember OSU that year, you and I were in a car going to East Lansing and you're watching the game on like a phone or a tablet. He was 18 of 42 for 191 yards. So for two seasons in every big game, he underwhelms.
Yeah. And look, if Dante Moore, who, you know, he's not in his first year starting, he did start six games at UCLA. He's not a true freshman. So we don't have a Bryce Underwood, hey, he's on the road, stay away thing. Look, I'm done with Drew Aller. I'm done being told he's great. Look, when I look at Oregon and I look at Penn State, you know the differential for me? How many years in a row is it now Penn State doesn't have any wide receivers we care about?
Forever.
And then you look at Oregon, and I mean, by the way, have you seen this freshman, DeCorian Moore?
Yeah, he's a stud.
Holy hell, is he fast. Look, I know I'm probably walking into this. This is a big ask. And this is Dante Moore versus a Jim Knowles defense. But we know James Franklin in a big game. That's a red flag. We don't love the quarterback. Also red flag. What's the better roster? Oregon. And I'm getting north of a field goal. Probably walking into it, but I like Oregon getting the 3.5.
Well, and that 3.5 is so enticing, right? It's dangling. You're getting the hook. I definitely would not bet James Franklin. I mean, I tried to look up the stat, and everybody's got top five, top 10, and it's a little to a lot, right? Few wins, ton of losses. I think I saw 4-20, and I look, James Franklin in big games, I'm just not going to do it.
No, and again, now, it's also Dan Lanning needs a big win now, too. I want to be fair, even if I'm going to back Oregon. I don't love Lanning in huge games.
Yeah, I would just point out Lanning's teams have gotten better every year. He's the reigning Big Ten champion. It's certainly not a great spot to go on the road in a night game at Penn State where they've won six straight whiteouts all by a touchdown. Like, I don't feel like, you know, I'm sitting here looking at this with a great deal of confidence, but the side is Oregon. I mean,
You can let me walk into it. You don't need to ride with this. I'll take him. I'll take the L.
I have one matchup to watch, and Oregon hit the portal to rebuild their offensive line. Left tackle, Isaiah Worlds.
From Nevada.
Alex Harkey, Texas State, I think, the right tackle. Yeah. How will they hold up in by far their biggest test of the year? You hit the road, it's going to be loud.
Yeah,
you can't have protection breakdowns. Those two are brand new. They're not the only two new offensive linemen, but they're the two most critical to keeping Dante Moore in rhythm. Oregon's offense has looked video game because it's been in rhythm. They will get out of rhythm at some point in this game, and he's going to have to rise above, and that's why it becomes potentially his Heisman moment.
Yeah, and look, I understand if people just want to stay away. Totally. I just have really been impressed at what Oregon's doing. Impressed with Dante Moore, two or three high-level NFL throws a game, and I never walk away feeling that way about Drew Aller. I do question, you know, is Penn State just going to line up and pull a Michigan and run for 250?
They ran for 300 in the Big Ten title game.
Right, but again, with today's college football, last year's results don't really matter to me.
No, I just know the two backs are still there, and Oregon fans online, their biggest concern is their run defense. I mean, they don't have very much to be concerned about with how well they've played to start, but if you're looking for stuff under the hood, I know they're a little concerned about the run defense.
Yeah, Jim. I mean, you're kind of talking me off of this thing. You sure you don't want to bet Penn State and go head-to-head?
No, there's no way I'm going head-to-head on Penn State. The other thing in this game is going to be, the downfield threats for Dante Moore. So you already mentioned Moore, the freshman receiver. He's also got this tight end they like to throw the ball to, Sadiq.
Yeah.
And if he can be a difference maker in the intermediate areas, he can move the sticks.
I'm rolling with it.
I would bet Oregon. I'm not going to bet Penn State.
Okay. Well, maybe by the end of the episode, this makes the bully corner.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.